This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for October 17th, 2019. Five topics in about 10 minutes. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, of course, the I word, which would be impeachment, of course. Byron York at the Washington Examiner reporting that Representative Adam Schiff, who's the Democratic chair of the House Intelligence Committee and essentially the point man for Nancy Pelosi's effort to impeach the president without calling a vote to impeach the president, pressed former U.S. Special Representative for Ukraine Kurt Volker to testify that Ukrainian officials felt pressured by President Donald Trump to investigate Joe and Hunter Biden at the behest of the president. And, of course, the quid pro quo being that the president would then release military aid that was being withheld. Volker denied that was the case, noting that Ukrainian leaders did not even know that aid was being withheld and that they believed their relationship with the United States was just hunky-dory. Volker repeatedly declined to agree to Schiff's characterization of events, to which Schiff said, "Ambassador, you're making this much more complicated than it has to be," end quote. In other words, you're not giving us what we want, and that's making me unhappy. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi has refused to allow a formal vote on impeaching President Donald Trump. This has some legal experts equating this or characterizing this as a return of the Star Chamber. The Star Chamber Court, which was a thing in England back in the 16th and 17th centuries, it met secretly, afforded no due process to defendants, delivered verdicts that could not be appealed, and handed down often barbaric punishments. Now, it's not exactly the same, obviously, but the way this is being conducted, the impeachment inquiry being held behind closed doors, thankfully, Byron York appears to have a source who's feeding him information from inside the chamber. This was one of the reasons the Puritans, the Pilgrims, decided to leave England and come to the colonies to set up their own new nation, to get away from this sort of Star Chamber justice. Late on Tuesday, Pelosi rejected increasingly angry calls from Republicans for an up or down vote in the full House of Representatives. Of course, that would give President Trump due process protections, the ability to subpoena witnesses and to have Republicans sit in on the proceedings, not to mention the press. Now, there is no constitutional requirement, no constitutional format for holding impeachment proceedings. The House of Representatives is allowed to make its own rules on how it fulfills its constitutional responsibilities. However, doing it the way it's being done right now, behind closed doors and in secret, is a bad precedent to set. This is bad for the country, regardless whether you're a Republican, a Democrat, whether you like President Trump or not. This is bad for the United States of America. Look, to my progressive friends, I ask you, how would you feel if Republicans in the House of Representatives were conducting hearings behind closed doors with the goal of impeaching President Barack Obama? Now, the shoe will someday be on the other foot. If this is bad for, in one case, it's bad in all cases. The House of Representatives is supposed to represent we, the people, all of the people, not just some of the people who really, really, really have a grudge against President Trump or against one particular party or against one This is bad. Democrats should not be doing this, and they deserve to be told so at the ballot box next November. It's getting nasty between the president and congressional Democrats. A meeting at the White House yesterday in the Oval Office between the president, Speaker Pelosi, and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer really went nowhere when the president came in late into Speaker Pelosi after she had publicly accused him of engaging in a cover-up. This meeting was supposed to be about the House of Representatives' vote basically condemning the president's desire to pull American soldiers out of Syria. The president laid into Pelosi. She stormed out of the Oval Office and then held a press conference in the Rose Garden so that she could claim victimhood. The president was mean to me, apparently. She accused the president of having a meltdown. The president characterized it differently, of course. This is not going to get better. This is going to continue until next November, sadly, because the Democrats in the House know that they don't have legal grounds for impeaching President Trump. They don't care. This is a campaign tactic because, frankly, none of the Democratic candidates have the gravitas to defeat Donald Trump head-to-head. A central figure, by the way, in this drama, we report with no joy, has left the world stage, Representative Elijah Cummings of Maryland, who is the Democratic chairman of the House Oversight and Reform Committee, died Thursday morning of complications from an ongoing health issue. He was 68 years old. Topic number four, Brexit deal. It appears that the EU and the UK are coming closer to actually coming to terms over the UK leaving the European Union. Negotiators reached a draft Brexit deal at 11th hour talks on Tuesday. The sterling, the pound sterling, rose on news after the UK apparently has conceded to the EU on some issues regarding the border with Ireland, between Ireland and Northern Ireland. That was the main sticking point in these negotiations. Whether the deal will be approved by the Parliament yet is the big question. Opposition parties are already criticizing the deal, so we'll see what happens in the weeks ahead, the days ahead, because the deadline is coming up very quickly. But meanwhile, inside the UK, climate protesters are making life difficult. The so-called extinction protests, or Extinction Rebellion protesters, making themselves a nuisance. A former Paralympian named James Brown reportedly smuggled a tube of glue through London's city airport, climbed onto the roof of a British Airways plane, and glued himself to the fuselage. Don't know if he used mucilage. That would be funny. He used mucilage to the fuselage. But regardless, he was eventually unstuck from the plane and brought down. Meanwhile, London commuters, furious London commuters, dragged two Extinction Rebellion protesters down from the top of a DLR train after they tried to stage a sit-in on top of the train in one of the London Underground, one of the tube stations there. This was after Extinction Rebellion activists flooded Trafalgar Square and breastfeeding mothers staged a sit-in outside Google's London headquarters. The activists in Trafalgar Square put black tape over their mouths to symbol the silencing of their protests by police, while in King's Cross, mothers insisted that Google should ban those who deny or question climate change from YouTube. I repeat, breastfeeding mothers demanding that Google remove or silence anyone who dares question climate change from YouTube. Topic number three, Facebook's cryptocurrency. Facebook has gone ahead, officially announcing the creation of its Libra Association on Monday. 21 companies have agreed to join this coalition to announce or to launch a cryptocurrency proposed by Facebook, backed by a basket of currencies and assets drawn from around the world. This took place even though a number of high-profile companies that had originally agreed to be part of this organization have dropped out in very recent days. Facebook looking for some new members to fill their places. Some of the most prominent members backing out at the 11th hour, including PayPal, MasterCard, Visa, Stripe, eBay, Mercado Pago, and M Booking Holdings, the parent company of Priceline, Kayak, OpenTable, and other online reservation services, travel services, backed out just before the meeting on Monday. Facebook going ahead regardless in creating what could be a global currency and the first concrete step toward the mark of the beast. In a related story, federal authorities have busted the world's largest dark web child pornography site by tracing movement of Bitcoin throughout the web. We all thought cryptocurrencies were untraceable. Not so much. And that's apparently especially true for a millennial in South Korea who was busted by authorities in the U.S. and Korea for running the world's largest dark web porn marketplace. It's been seized by the FBI, operated on the dark net. It only accepted cryptocurrency, contained 200,000 sexually explicit videos involving children, some of which investigators say they had never seen before. Thankful that it's been taken down, but a bigger lesson here for cryptocurrency fans who think this will offer them complete privacy from government investigators? Not really. Topic number two, an exorcism at Fort Bragg? Question mark. Director Osgood Perkins, son of Tony Perkins, you might remember him, the star of Psycho, he's set to begin production on a new horror film called Incident at Fort Bragg. This is supposedly based, reportedly based, on a real-life incident involving the Catholic priest, former Jesuit, Malachi Martin. He is now the late Malachi Martin. He's gone home to be with the Lord. Based on an incident where he was reportedly invited to Fort Bragg to perform an exorcism at the military base. Thing is, as military.com reports, if there was in fact an exorcism performed at Fort Bragg that involved Malachi Martin, it would have taken place sometime between the early 1980s and his death in July of 1999, but nobody at the base as of yet has reported remembering that anything like this ever took place at Fort Bragg. Coming up, ATMs spitting cash. That's straight ahead on 5 and 10.
Unveiling the ancient realms of demonic kings and Satan's battle plan for Armageddon, Skywatch TV is proud to announce two new special offers, the Veneration Collection with optional Red Wing Saga series. First, in Derek and Sharon Gilbert's new groundbreaking book, Veneration, you'll learn how the giants of old shaped the worldview and religion of the Hebrews, and the role they will play in the end times, how veneration of the dead brought disaster on the Israelites, concealed references of ancestor worship among the Canaanites, and so much more. But for a limited time only, when you purchase Veneration from Skywatch TV, you'll also receive Realms of the Dead, Book 6 in the Red Wing Saga from Sharon K. Gilbert, that explores the true historical link between Mount Hermon and Jack the Ripper. The key characters of this supernatural thriller will face their most terrifying challenge yet, as a powerful new watcher has joined the confrontation that could bring forth the Antichrist and the end of days. But that's not all. You'll also receive the brand new DVD documentary, The Search for the Raphaim, where Derek and Sharon Gilbert take you on a guided tour of the Holy Land, ground zero in the long war with the fallen realm. You will see mysterious Gilgal Raphaim created for the veneration of the dead, the plains of Moab, where worshiping the god of the underworld brought disaster on Israel, and bonus teachings by guests like Pastor Carl Gallops and Messianic Rabbi Zev Parat. And for a limited time only, you'll receive absolutely free the brand new reprinting of the original 1921 classic work, Immortality and the Unseen World, which reveals the Hebrew concepts of the supernatural realm, death, angels, and demons. Sold separately, this exclusive offer retails for $90. Yours now for only $35 plus shipping and handling. But wait, now you have the option to upgrade and expand your collection by including all five previously released books in the Red Wing Saga, where you'll learn spiritual warfare through gripping stories with characters you'll love. The expanded collection, which includes all eight books and the Search for the Raphaim DVD documentary, holds a retail value of $190. Yours now for your donation of only $100 plus shipping and handling. So don't delay. Order the Veneration Collection with optional Red Wing Saga series now. Available at SkywatchTVStore.com or call 1-844-750-4985.
And topic number one, hitting the jackpot at the ATM. A bit of malware, that is hacker code, that spits cash out of ATMs is making its way around the world. A joint investigation between Motherboard, that's an online news site, and a German broadcaster has uncovered new details about a so-called jackpot attack, or a series of jackpotting attacks in Germany in 2017 that saw thieves making off with more than €1 million. That's give or take $1 million U.S. Jackpotting is a technique where cyber criminals use a piece of hardware or malware to trick an ATM into ejecting all of its cash with no credit card or debit card required. Hackers launch or load the malware into the ATM by opening a panel on the machine to reveal a USB port. Why would they put a USB port on an ATM where a hacker could get to it? That's what I would like to know. This type of software, malware, was introduced at the Black Hat Cybersecurity Conference back in 2010. The audience who saw the presentation broke into applause as the ATM displayed the word jackpot and shot out a stream of bills to the hacker Similar attacks have been deployed in the wild. The most popular malware is a piece of code called Cutlet Maker. You see a screen cap on the screen behind me here. ATM jackpotting, not limited to a single bank or ATM manufacturer. Part of the security issue here for ATMs is many of them are older machines. They are essentially old Windows computers without even the basic security protocols that many of us have on our own home computers today. And the bad guys are selling this malware to just about anybody who wants it. Spend $1,000, get your own Cutlet Maker, and you too can be a bank robber. Don't use an ATM that's not attached to your home bank. Just word to the wise. At SkyWatch TV this week, our program features, well, the brand new book by Sharon and me, Sharon K. Gilbert, Derek P. Gilbert, co-authors for the first time, the new book Veneration, which is a nonfiction book that looks at the ancient cult of the dead, something appropriate as we approach Halloween because that veneration of the dead has never gone away. Who really was worshipped? Here's a clue. It wasn't the ancestors. The ancestors do not hang around and wait for you to offer them stuff. Why is this relevant to us? Because the prophets Ezekiel and Elijah especially foresaw their return at Armageddon. You can find the program on our broadcast schedule, which is, of course, posted every week at skywatchtv.com/channels, or just download the SkyWatch TV channel to your set-top box, whether it's Roku, Apple TV, or the Amazon Fire Stick. We've got a channel for each of those, and you can find the program there, and then just, you know, click a button and we'll broadcast whenever you like. Or you can download the free SkyWatch TV mobile app, which not only gets you access to our weekly programs, these daily news updates, our other weekly web-exclusive programs like Chalk Talk, Unraveling Revelations, Sci Friday, Into the Multiverse, all of them at your fingertips on your smartphone or tablet with the free mobile app. Just check the link, click the link in the top menu bar at skywatchtv.com, and that will give you instructions on where to find it and how to download it. This week, my website features a link to the podcast, my podcast, A View from the Bunker, an interview with Dr. Judd Burton, author of Interview with the Giant, and Doug Van Dorn, author of Giants, Sons of the Gods. We talk about a heretofore unknown serpent mound located in the ancient land of Bashan. Bashan, which in the Ugaritic language literally meant place of the serpent. This thing is three times bigger than the Great Serpent Mound in Ohio. How has it gone unnoticed? What does it mean? You'll find that link at my website, derekpgilbert.com. Tomorrow, science, as Sci Friday returns. Until then, thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV.